Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Baffin Bay way and check in with our good friend, Captain Rihanna Dela Cruz, see what she's up to this morning. Rihanna, good morning. What's up?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm all right. How are you?
I can't complain. I'm doing well. I'm sitting here in my truck just anticipating the day ahead.
Are your winds down there this morning? They are up here.
Yes, they are.
Good.
Yes, they are.
Awesome.
I'm enjoying this. I'm going to take advantage while it's allowing us to fish during these wonderful conditions. So, and of course, after a new moon, it's always I always have my hopes up pretty high and expectations high. Usually
right.
Leading into a new moon, and of course the week after the new moon, first quarter. I'm always just anticipating what could happen during this time of the month. So it's been an interesting week to say the least. We've had wind direction out of every direction, it seems like, this week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that northwest wind that hit us Friday morning unexpectedly out of nowhere. I think that front was a little bit stronger than what they had anticipated. I actually didn't even know there was some kind of frontal system that was moving across.
No, I didn't either. I just thought it was storms, you know, a line of storms, no big deal,
you
know.
I did, too. Early in that morning, I had saw something on Facebook. Somebody had posted, a picture of that line of storms. It was further up central Texas, and mm-hmm. I said, there's no way it's going to get down here. Well, sure enough.
It did.
I mean, totally, totally unexpected, but that just goes to show how much you have to respect Mother Nature out here, because she can change on a dime without us being prepared for it, really and truly. It's, man, and Baffin, golly, with that northwest wind, I mean, it chopped it up big time. But luckily, the old Black Widow handles it very, very nicely. But the amount of bait fish that we're seeing in our bay right now is really, truly, it's unreal. Right now, our bay system is very healthy. The water clarity, of course, when it's not whipping 30, 40 miles an hour, it's got that green tint to it. Grass is thick. It's thickening up. Of course, our floating grass is getting worse, as it usually does whenever we get these warmer temperatures leading into summer. And then, of course, our wind has been having a lot of east in it. So it's been pushing a lot of that floating grass from out, like, from the mouth of Baffin, from the south shoreline, from, mm-hmm. you know, Tide Gauge, Cathead, Badlands, even from across, from Meadows, Yarborough. It's pushing all that stuff, all that floating grass further in Baffin. I mean, when I'm heading out from Coffer, way in the back, once I get to about, like, the middle of Baffin, closer to the mouth of the Cayo, it's thick right in there. I mean, there's big old clumps of it here and there.
Yeah, I saw with you that day. We were running in men. It's like just big old magic carpet boards of floating grass out there.
It's only going to get worse with us leading into summer. These water temperatures are getting warm. I know day it was, I think, 87 at, like, 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, the water mm-hmm. temperature. So it's pretty warm. This week we've had a pretty steady bite. The bite is either super early in the morning or super late in the evening. Like, in between, it's a grind. Of course, for us, we're striving for that one big bite. But, like, if you want to get on a really good trout bite, in between those two little peaks, it's tough. I know on Friday I had a client that he was supposed to fish with me Friday, Saturday, and he had something come up and didn't fish Saturday. And I said, how about we just fish the early morning bite Friday morning, and then we'll take a break and we'll go back out Friday evening.
And we
did that, and the bite was, I mean, like, the late evening bite was probably 6:30 to about 8 o'clock. We called it good at 8, headed back in. 2 days prior to that, I had fished with Chris Bush and with Speckled Truth, and we went out late in the evening. He was supposed to fish with Texas Parks and Wildlife. They're doing a tagging program where they're actually going to track the movement of these trout. And actually, right before I found out about it, I had some clients that day, and I told them, I was like, man, you know what, it would be so cool if somebody could somehow come up with, like, a tagging program where they actually track the movement of these trout. Well, they're doing it now. Texas Parks and Wildlife are working on that right now. So they're trying to tag 50 trout over 25 inches this year for that program. And so Chris Bush is part of that in trying to help them capture those fish. So they were supposed to go out, I think that was Wednesday morning. We had all that low pressure systems run through. There was lightning. I wanted to go out that morning too. And I said, man, Chris, I said, I'm going to go to town. I got some errands to run, and I'm going to go to the gym. And sure enough, later on, I knew it was supposed to pass through. And he said, man, they canceled on me. I said, well, give me an hour and I'll be there. We'll go out this afternoon. We did. First, you know, when we first got out there, it was probably about a little after 1 o'clock. And the floating grass was tough in the areas that we hit up first. So we struggled a bit with that. And we moved around, later in the evening, about 3:45, pushing 4 o'clock. We found an area, the wind was shifting around that day, and it ended up on our last wade blowing out of the northeast into a shoreline. And what had happened, we were kind of standing out, there's a grass line, there's sand where the sand meets the grass, and then you have the shore about maybe 1,500 yards in front of you. And so that shoreline was windward, pushing all that water from out deep closer into the to the shore. It was cooler. That water was cooler. And it had picked up. The wind had died down. It was blowing out southeast. Then it started shifting and it died down. And then so that's when we made that move. When we got to that shoreline, it picked up and it was windward. I said, man, oh man, this could line up to be pretty good. And sure enough, we got on a good bite, a good double D bite. Chris was throwing the Speckled Truth double D, and I was throwing the Sweet Lucy. And we caught some solids once that wind picked up, that late evening bite. That lasted for about maybe about an hour and a half, 2 hours. They were just rolling up on it, coming up on that upper column, and it is fun whenever you get on a good double D bite like that. I love it. I think he was throwing that Mirror Lure 17. I believe it was a 17. It's kind of a slow sinking twitch bait. It doesn't necessarily float like the double D does. And where you know, the more you work it, the more it digs down. It's kind of a really slow suspending bait. I think he had a couple good bites on that one, but man, they were wanting the double D. And I had switched over to a double D, I was throwing that root beer hopper, and I noticed one came up. You could just see that swirl. She came up on it, and Chris was hammering them on double D. I said, all right, chunk me one of those double Ds because I don't have one. And he did, and sure enough, I mean, it was like he'd get bit, and I'd get bit, and it would slow down for a little bit. And then I get bit, and he get bit. I mean, they were working kind of like in unison, it seemed like, as far as the bites. It was pretty interesting. That's been the trend going into later this week and into the weekend. The bites real early in the morning, and then you have one late in the afternoon. And Friday morning when we went out, the wind was out of the east. Kind of had a little bit of east, and it was kind of almost east northeast. And so we were fishing into a shoreline, and I love to fish windward shorelines. Pull that lure back out deep, cast out in shallow. If there's a grass line, work the edge of it and pull back. And so we were working a shoreline like that, and I mean, just bait everywhere. Beautiful profile size bait. And the wind actually had ended up dying down, and you could see all the nervous water. And I told my guys, check out all this nervous water around us. It is amazing. And so we worked that area thoroughly. We got on a good trout bite. Matter of fact, one of them got away on me. She was wrapped around my legs, and she was heavy. She moves so fast, Nikki. She wrapped around my legs and broke my rod, and she was pulling dry at the same time. And I was like, "Ooh!" And I told my guys, "See, she wrapped around my legs. She got off. Whatever it was, it was a good one. But there's always that one that got away." Caught that one that was pushing six, and she was pretty heavy. Most of those trout that we've caught have been real healthy looking. They've got plenty to eat. I don't think they're not gorging themselves. I think they're eating pretty light with this warmer water temperature, warmer conditions. Doesn't seem like they're they're absolutely gorging themselves. But, man, they're slicking up big time over the rocks. You know, any kind of rock structure you pass over in Baffin in the morning, man, they're slicking up there, which I love seeing. It's always exciting whenever you're driving around, you just smell that potent just watermelon or freshly mowed cut grass. Some people think it smells like fresh cut grass. Some people say it smells more like watermelon. I think it smells like watermelon.
Either one of them smell good to me. I know what it means. That that'll perk
right.
you up. Man,
that'll do it. It'll wake you up.
It's a neck
quick.
Breaker, man. Where did that come from?
You know, I don't know. Yeah, but I'm excited. I'm excited to this time of year. And around a new moon, first quarter, I always tend to get real excited. You can probably tell the tone in my voice.
Yes,
around
ma'am.
A full moon and a new moon in first quarter. It's funny how that trend works, how that mindset, the mentality,
right.
the mental part of it affects us so much. And, you know, and Chris Bush and I got to talking a lot about it. And I told him.
I talked to him on the phone the other day for at least an hour.
It's easy to do it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he's got a lot of knowledge. I enjoy talking to him, enjoy fishing with him. And so whenever we talk, you know, everything's in depth with us. You know, we focus a lot on the little things, and we were talking about it, and I said, you know, some people say it's really not that deep, man. You know, it's really not that deep. Well, you know, that to us it is. To us,
yeah,
that take it real seriously, that are just totally eat up with it. We think it's deeper than what it is. That's
troutology.
That's right, troutology. That's a perfect term for it.
I'm with you. Well, we are out of time already. I know you got to run. You can only do one segment.
Yes,
you got to take your people. But, hey,
yes,
if somebody
sir.
Wants to come down and fish with you, Rihanna, how do they get a hold of you?
You can reach me at 361-296-5400. I've got some days available coming up in June. If you want to get on some big trout, give me a call. Let's
All
make
right.
a wade.
Sounds like a winner. Well, hey, you have a good day. Good luck today. Catch them up.
Thank you, Mickey. We'll talk to you next
Thank
week.
Thank you, Rihanna. See you. Take
care.
Bye-bye. All right. That's Captain Rihanna Dela Cruz down in Baffin. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the CCA Texas Star Tournament. It's currently going on, the 36th annual. That started Memorial Day weekend. It'll run all summer long through Labor Day, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships, and that's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish have been released in inshore waters along the Texas coast, and you can fish for other species like gafftop, drum, and sheephead, and offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Real easy to get signed up. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament is brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, get signed up today.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It's 622 here in the Bayou City. Let's go down Matagorda way now. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Bink Grimes, see what he's up to this morning. Morning, Bink. What's happening?
Good morning. Good morning. Nice day off is what's happening.
Nice day off. That's good. I got one coming tomorrow. Can't wait, man.
I bet you can.
Can't wait to go to bed tonight and get to sleep all night long.
Makes a difference sometimes.
Oh,
sure does.
Get up feeling so good.
It does. That's what Sundays feel
like. Which
is
hard to do at my age these days, get up feeling good. Oh, Lord.
Oh, you got a lot of years left, Mickey.
I don't know. You never know. Man upstairs said, we need you. It's hammer time. We're dropping a hammer on you, buddy.
Ooh.
Well, what's been going on?
Man, it was a good week. Shoot, it was, I tell you, I did a little bit of everything, wading and drifting and all that. I guess Thursday was a really, water was a little off color for most of the, we had all that rain and stuff. You had to dodge all that early in the week, but Thursday right. It kind of calmed down, but it was still dirty out there. And man, we caught them good drifting in that dirty water. Golly, they were there, you know. And
awesome.
And it just kept getting better throughout the morning. Got greened up real well, and it was encouraging. You know, when you can catch a lot of fish in dirty water, you kind of feel pretty good about what's going on out there. You know, I mean, it was just a lot of times when you roll into dirty water and, you know, you just say, oh, we ain't got a chance, you know, we're just going to have to grind it out. But man, they ain't good on Thursday. Then Friday, I think everybody caught them Friday. It was one of those days. It's just one of those days. I think that those fish fed. My gosh, I think everybody I knew caught them. We waited and, got out there, and I think I had two guys, and, you know, we were, of course, a limit six fish, and they want to keep a few, but we had, I think before the sun come up, we were pretty much done, but then we just started, you know, working on, just throwing top waters, having a good time, and shoot, I caught the biggest fish I've caught in a while.
Really?
Friday.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, heaviest fish. It was, and I didn't even, I threw topwaters all morning and, I guess throwing a sea dog, and it was still blowing a little bit, but the water was pretty. And, I walked back to the boat and I said, you know what? I'm going to put a worm on just to see what's here. And shoot, man, I had a plum chartreuse bass assassin sea shad, and I popped one about eight pounds. And it's a good fish, man. I don't even think that fish was 28 inches though. It and I didn't realize just how big. oh my gosh, he ate it. He got it way down. So he was greyhounding and doing all kinds of stuff. Coming up out of the water and just slinging stuff. And I got him up to me, and I couldn't hardly get my daggum hands around him. Around her, I just couldn't do it. And I said, good Lord, this fish
That's
is
a
huge,
fatty.
It was. And I don't even think it was 28 inches. I really believe that fish was about 8 pounds. God, it was heavy. Sure was. It was. So that was good. And, all the other guys, we had a nice group in the lodge this weekend. And I told them, I said, hey, y'all tell them, because I left the lodge at, I don't know, about 5:15, and I think they picked guys up at 6. I just told them, hey, y'all, tell me where you're fishing, so when I get back to the boat after the first wait, I'll know where everybody is. And I got back to the boat, they're all, we're done. After the first drift, we're done. But it was a good day to do that because, had all that rain coming, and we got them out, and I think we made a mad dash for it at about 9 o'clock, and then we got another inch and a half of rain for about 2 hours, and, so we got about three really good hours of fishing in, but they were. I don't know if they were eating before that frontal line came through or if it was just one of those days where they're eating,
Well, there are a lot of fish were caught this week, and those weather changes, they spark some good bites, man. That barometer
sure
all over
do.
The place like it is, fish go nuts.
And that barometer's falling like that, when you got a southeast wind like summertime, I guess it's June 1st today, and just those great Junes in the past were – oh man, when you got southeast winds and you see them building up in the Gulf, there's a dark cloud and it's coming from the Gulf, and then, it's about to hit you. So you move over about 3 miles to the east and try to miss it, let it pass that part of East Bay, then go back out. And it's just they just eat. And I tell some of the rookies that haven't fished with me before, they'll call, well, what do you think about the weather? The rain. I said, man, this is what we want, Man, this is exactly what we want. I know it, people just listen to that old hyperbole that's going on the weather channel, and it's
right.
It's just not the same in Houston that it is down here, just not. It's just, we don't deal with it as much as we used to, but because people trust us, and we're not going to put people in any harm's way. But man, if you just get down here, I can understand if it's imminent that it's coming, But man, there's so many times where these forecasts where it looks like it's supposed to rain, 80-90%, it never does. But then there's sometimes it does, but you just got to go, be on go and do it, because we those fish really bite during that time, just really do. And that's what happened today, this weekend. So yesterday was a little bit tougher bite. I actually got out in the Gulf yesterday.
Oh, did you? You were able to
sure
do a little
bit
of surf? Well, that's cool.
I did. Yeah, it wasn't – and I tell you, it wasn't on fire. We caught fish, but it just wasn't just didn't see the bait that you wanted to, where that's just all up on that first bar. Yeah, and it was a little bumpy at first, but it was clean. Mm-hmm. But first cast of the morning, we were in the boat. Didn't get to wait it. We were in the boat, going top waters. First cast, boom, there's one, and then we just started catching a bunch of 14-inch fish, and. Started moving down, and just didn't get a really, really consistent bite out there. And man, I fished a lot of stretches of that thing, and I had to get out of there at 8:30 because it that wind came back up, and we had to go back to the bay. But we got a good 2 hours in there yesterday, and caught some fish. But it wasn't easy. Like you kind of thought it was going to be. You know, it just wasn't. But, I mean, it's coming.
Today ought to be the day, really, you know, as calm as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I'll hear some good stuff reports.
Incoming tide yesterday morning was, you know, was really, really hard. It was so hard that it was muddying up the jetty. I mean, it was so, so hard. It was hard to put a trolling motor down on spot lock, you know, and at the jetty and keep your boat there. But I didn't see, you know, a bunch of big old Charlie shrimp jumping in the first gut. I didn't see that, but I mean, it's coming. They're just not, you know, that bait's just not there yet. And, you know, I ran, I don't know, probably 8-9 miles up the beach and, you know, just trying to find hitting little spots that we've hit for years. Of course, everything changes out there yearly, you know, bars and everything, guts all change. And I didn't see the big, big rafts of bait like I wanted to see. And that's probably why, it just wasn't lights out, you know.
Yeah.
Every time I've ever caught them, it's been lights out. You know, it's they're just bait running everywhere and mullet and menhaden and shrimp. And just didn't see it yesterday, and didn't see any Spanish mackerel. Didn't see many sharks. You know, so I mean, they're going to be there. And like I said, we picked at them and caught some, but just we didn't set the world on fire. And I kind of thought we were. But we didn't, you know, and the guys, other guys that went to the bay said their bite, you know, they caught them too, but it just, their bite wasn't near what it was Friday. But, you know, you see that too, when it just goes off, it's hard to watch that 2 days in a row where they just fit, you know, when everybody catches them, you go, oh man, something's going on today. You know, when everybody catches them and, they just rarely do they do it that well 2 days in a row, you know. But it was just really, really, really good bite Friday. That happens.
Yeah, it does.
Four or five times a year, you know, where you just say, oh man, that's one of those days, you know.
Everything lands perfectly,
yeah.
You know.
Yes, yeah. Right.
One of those days.
Right.
Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back, Bing. Hang on, buddy.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 6:38. All right, let's go back and talk some more with Captain Bink Grimes. All right, Bink, we're back.
Hey, what's the forecast look like for this week, wind-wise?
Well, today it looks very promising.
Tomorrow
it looks like the wind's supposed to rear back up again. So that was the forecast, you know, Galveston forecast. Yeah. I think what they're saying for tomorrow, it's going to be southeast 15 to 25.
Oh, shoot. We'll get a little water for that.
A few clouds in the morning and sunny skies for the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. You know, our tides have, we got a good incoming tide this past week that started about 5 or 6 in the morning. So when we left, when you lower your boat down in the boat stall, it's a pretty good jump. And when you got to the lodge to get on the pier to pick people up, it was pretty good hop up, you know, to get up there. And then by the time you get back, we got probably a foot of water back, you know. So it's that June pattern of just morning incomings. And you know, that's kind of what we were doing, waiting same way, just waiting on them. Saw the flips coming from out there in the deep. We were waiting on mid bay reefs and stuff. And I had aspirations of maybe going to wade some sand and grass in West Bay on Wednesday, but just when you're dealing with that, you see all that rain, that frontal boundary that's coming towards you. You don't want to get left out in West Bay. It's a big bay.
No,
it's a long way to run. Way to run. So that
Lynn and I were talking about that earlier, man.
Yeah, it's a. That's not a bay you want to get caught in a front end. Or we used to, Charlie and I, met so many days we would be over there, like we talked about on those days that in June when, you know, stuff just pops up off the Gulf, there's a little shack way down there and in a little channel that goes right back almost to the beach. And man, we've ridden out many a storm right there for about 10, 15 minutes, pull in there, get up underneath that shack and get back in the boat and do it. You know, but that's one of those. I hadn't had to do that in a whole or a real long time. I guess that's, you know, for that drought pattern, that's when we were really, really wet, you know, 10 years ago when we're getting all that rain, you know. But we got, I think my rain gauge at the lodge said about 7.65 this week, so that's not too bad. We'll take that because as a crow flies, you know, my marsh is pretty close to my lodge, and man, when I can get that kind of rain in that marsh, it just freshens all that brine up, and man, that widgeon grass goes to growing, man, and it's amazing. People don't understand how important summer rains are to shooting ducks all the way through January when you're a marsh hunter. All these are doing, it's like spreading fertilizer in the cornfield, you know. It's just what it is. It's does wonders for
it does
because you got a little girl, you know, you got a growing cycle from now through about October where you're going to grow your duck food, you know, you just do. And if you don't, and if it's too salty in that marsh, that stuff just doesn't grow. When you got hypersaline environments, you know, in the drought, you don't grow the food. And, That's why, and it's just so important. It just makes the whole difference in a, you know, in a duck season, whether you're wet during May, June, July, because I've got the ability to hold that water. I've got water boxes and all that, and can catch it and can hold it. And it happened, you know, we had that rains from Barrel, and we had that really good rain last May, and man, that marsh was full. But then after Barrel came through in July, you know, we went probably 60 to 70 days without rain, and man, I lost all that water in there. It dried up, but it had already produced that food, so that food was sitting there, and I was able to catch some, you know, I got my tide water back, and so it really didn't matter last year. It was kind of salty throughout the year, but we grew all that, food, so those ducks still came to us pretty good. So, but we really like it when, you know, when it's just right, and if you get a little water on your gun, it doesn't rest your gun. You know, that's the perfect mix.
Hey,
you
man,
know?
I used to sit out in that old marsh over there, Bear Ranch, and all that area, just watch my gun rust right before my eyes. No matter how much I coated it, you know, before the hunt, it didn't matter.
You can spray a can of Rim Oil on it, and it does not matter.
No,
you know, once it's pitted like that, and I mean, it's just a tool. Man, you don't clean your gun, man. We clean our guns. But it's the tool for us. I mean, there's just some things, you know, you get so many years out of a reel, you know, you get so many years out of a rod.
I used to watch Blaine, he'd take a Browning Auto 5, pull into the car wash and stick the wine down the barrel on soap and flush it all out and then rinse it and then spray a whole can of WD-40 all down the barrel and all the internal parts and, wipe her down and throw her in the back of his truck and get ready for the next day.
Ready for tomorrow.
He said, yeah. I do that about twice a season. Them old Brownings, you can't kill them.
You can't. I've got so many of them. And man, I don't know if I could hit a duck with anything but a Browning A5.
Boy, once you get used to that humpback, it's hard to swing another gun, you know?
Sure is. It's just sweet, golly. Yeah, I don't know if I don't know the last time I've shot anything that wasn't a Browning A5. I just haven't.
Well, I even got an old Remington I've had since I was a kid, you know, the humpback, you know, 16 gauge that I used to shoot a lot. That was a sweet.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that's where all that, you know, that humpback started, you know. Right there, John Browning. But yeah, we're happy about the rain we've had. We got to mow a little bit more right now. Man, that grass is growing, but you know, we're pretty happy about it down here. We still, you know, it soaked it up. You really can't tell it that we got 7 inches of rain. Be real honest, but that marsh sure can. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, once our temperatures got up, it dried everything out good.
We're
good to go. Well, after this last week, I'm saturated again.
Yeah, we'll be kicking off teal season. It's just a 9-day season this year, you know. So it'll
I saw that, man. 9 days. Yeah. That bites.
It's supposed to run, I believe, September 20th through the 28th.
Yep.
So it's all about, you know, blue wing numbers, and I believe if they get below 4.5 million, you go to a 9-day season. If they're if the spring counts above 4.5, it's a 16-day season. So evidently,
you know, I noticed the last couple of years the counts were better than what everybody else saw as far as populations of birds. Do you notice that too?
I did. Yes, I did. Man, I just trust my eyes, man. I mean, you know, the same way with the fishery.
Seeing is believing. I mean, that's kind of the way I roll through life.
Yeah, I mean, I trust my rationale and trust this days, mornings, just being out there years of doing it.
Right.
You know, biologists can tell you, and there's something to be said for science, but man, you and I both know there's some things that that are not, you know, they just are. And I'm going to trust my wisdom.
Well, it's like 50 years ago when we kept talking about our trout numbers, you know, how we were seeing the decline and the fall off and everything, and everybody thought we were crazy. You know, well, TPNW says their numbers are good. Well, I mean, they may be according to them, but not according to me. I mean, I'm out there. I see it. I'm seeing is believing.
Seeing is believing. We got
and look
tougher
where we're at.
And tougher.
We're down to, a three fish limit now. That's that's pitiful. But
no,
it is coming back. I mean, and we shall see once their counts go up with their net surveys and everything, see if they give it back to us.
Mm-hmm. It's,
you know, five,
it's definitely,
five was a good round number, but, you know, three, we thought, well, that's only two fish less. But then when you get to, you're out there fishing and somebody wants to keep fishing, three, that's all we get. I said, that's it, man.
That's it.
You got a five-inch slot to play with, 15 to 20
you
inches.
You do. Yeah,
sometimes it's hard to get them in the slot. Sometimes you'll get on either all undersized or all oversized, you know.
That was Thursday. I mean, that was, I mean, we.
That's
I
a
guess
good
the,
thing, though, man. Catch an 8-pounder, catch
is.
All those over 20. That's what we're hoping for, to get a lot of age classes of fish throughout the fishery, you know?
It is, yeah. I guess the first five or six fish that we caught drifting in that dirty water Thursday, they were chunking them back. And my line is, man, there's worse things in this world than throwing back over 20-inch fish in there, guys. We could be sitting here twiddling their thumbs, you know, and I said, you got to see a good fish. You got to let go of a 4-pound fish. They talk about, I caught this, but most people have never seen a trout, you know, over 3 pounds, 4 pounds. That's so many of them have it, and they really haven't know what a 5-pounder
looks. Look at all the old-timers. Back in the day that, man, they were on a world of fish, and they never busted 8 pounds or 9 pounds.
Yep.
They caught a lot of, you know, 4 to 7s, mm-hmm. but just, you know, that one elusive fish, they never could catch it.
Yeah, that's the first 8-pounder that I've seen in a while. You know, I've seen 5s and 6s and some 7, but that was the first legitimate where I go, oh shoot, what did I just catch here, you know? And you know, they were kind of cheap before the freeze. I mean, we were not 8-pounders, but we would catch, you know, had a chance, we'd catch 2 or 3 a week, you know, sometimes when the weather was great, you know, and we would catch them, and there's lots of 5s and 6s, you know.
Chris Bush, you know, and I were talking about that the other day. You know, how much beefier and meatier our fish are on this upper coast, like, you know, y'all's fish, Galveston Bay, Sabine, and it's like a different DNA of fish. We don't get that length, you know, those big, long, over 30s, but our fish
are
way more than theirs. I mean,
no, you're right.
It's a whole different, it's just like a different strain of trout to me.
I think it is too, and you know,
smaller
even
heads,
even the,
you know, bigger bodies,
even the under, yeah, even that's right, and even the undersized fish right now, you know, that a 14-inch fish that I've seen in the last 2 years, and you know, a 14 and a half inch fish, when you grab him, you know what, you know, you from years, you just know, hey, that fish feels like, you know, a keeper, and you.
Yeah, they're
they
plump.
Changed.
That
it's,
girth on them.
Yeah, they're plump. They are, and things have changed. You know, with our fish, I guess you got to attribute it to, you know, our limits. But I mean, I can look at a fish, you know, and pretty much tell you how long he is. But you know, just by hundreds and thousands of them that we've caught and released, and But man, there are a lot of 14 and a half inch fish that will fool you. They're just plump, man. I mean, will fool you now. So, there's a few. Oh yeah, he'll keep now. And I'll look at him again. Man, that fish is short. There ain't no way in the world that fish is going to, and just a heavy, just a beautiful little fish, you know, and plump. Those ones out in the Gulf yesterday, the same way. Golly, it was just, it's encouraging. We've I don't like catching that many. Very rarely do we catch a whole lot of undersized fish in the surf. We just don't do it a whole lot, but man, there was a pile of them yesterday. Man, You wonder, man, how are y'all making a living out there? How are all you 13 and 14 inch trout making a living out here and running from everything in the world that can eat you? You know,
yep.
It's a different playground out there than it is in our bays. You know, and we've dealt with a lot of sharks already in West Bay this year. It's but you know it's when you're dealing with sharks.
Yeah, they have
when you're dealing with sharks, though, we've got a lot of sharks in West Matagorda Bay. We're on a lot of fish, and there's a lot of fish down there, and that's what's happening.
Well, they're always where the food's at. That's the fish.
Yep, so it's a good barometer. barometer, but you
thick offshore, thick inshore, we got them, buddy.
Mm-hmm. And those boys are today. Snapper season opens. You know, heck, shoot. It couldn't have been a better snapper day, you know, with the
– It's guess a good opener, but according to the weather, man, it's not going to be so good tomorrow. A real quick question from a listener. He asked me if Matagorda has triple tail. I said, yeah, it's probably the best on the coast for him. That's where the state record's from. He wants to know if you fish for him. Do you specifically?
I do.
You do?
I used to a whole lot more. But, man, I think I said it before, the Obama administration took out all of our oil rigs and stuff that we used to that used to litter West Bay. You know, I mean, just so much habitat out there was taken away. And we never noticed it, you know. And then all of a sudden, man, where'd all that stuff go? Well, that was a part of some of their stuff going on back in the day from 2008 to, you know. And we look up and, man, our habitat's gone and for triple tail. And now, you know, you can catch them on the cam buoys. You can catch them on the poles that marked intercoastal. And then there were so many oil platforms out there that provided shade. And you just bounce back and forth. And, I mean, they're still there. Don't get me wrong. But it's just, you can't. So many. When there's a lot of boats out there,
they're not as easy to target as they once were.
No,
yeah,
they're not.
Okay,
we've caught more in East Bay in the last 3 or 4 years. We see them just you're riding by and you see one floating up there, you know,
and on its side.
And we see juveniles right by our boats all the time. Little bitty ones look like leaves in the water, and they're in our boat stalls. So they're like a little potato chip.
Yeah, I see those a lot, too, in summer. Mm-hmm. All right, Bink. Well, hey, I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you or, you know, staying at the lodge or renting a house or what have you, how they get a hold of you, man?
979-241-1705, MatagordaSunriseLodge.com. And it's going to be a good summer and good time to get in the pool. And we're doing cannonballs. We get back to the dock and pretty cool.
<They're playing. laughs> I got you.
really, they did the other day. Man, they were hot. They come back and got off the boat and just started running and did a cannonball in the pool.
Yeah, it'll work, man.
Pretty cool.
Cool down. All right, Mink. Well, hey, have a good Sunday, and I'll talk to you next week. You be safe, brother.
All right, y'all have a good Sunday.
Catch them up, man. Later. All right, that's Captain Bink Grimes in Matagorda. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back next Thursday morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.